It's 8:33. Benji Shulman, a very good morning. Welcome to studio. Thank you for coming in to have this conversation. It all stems from an article that I wrote yesterday about banning of the old South African flag. And essentially what I was saying is don't just ban it, ban the hell out of it. Benji responded to me on WhatsApp saying I couldn't disagree more, basically. And although I find the old South African flag detestable, that was his word, if we ban it, he will paint it on his door, which sort of harked back to that old saying, is that I might disagree with you, but I'll fight to the death for you to have your opinion. That's really what that kind of comment reminded me of, Benji.
I mean, I was being a little bit hyperbolic. I don't paint anything on my door, but
yeah, I was just going to say, because I can't even imagine how one would paint a flag.
It's not an easy thing to paint. For instance, you've got lots of little flags in the middle. It's a hard thing to do. I didn't disagree with the sentiment of your article, right? As I say, I really do find that flag revolting when people display it. I do think it's racist, and actually, that's why I was so worried that you wanted to ban it. That's my main concern, because.
Tell me why.
If you look at the respondents in the actual case, right, which is the Mandela Foundation, they asked them, when have you seen this flag being displayed? And they actually battled to find instances when it had been displayed. So I went back and I thought, well, when have I seen this thing? And I thought about it, and I saw it once at the Foot Tracker Monument. They have it up there. Occasionally used to see it at rugby games. I don't know if you still do. And then there was one other instance. There was these fake images around those protests. So in other words, for me, this is not a mainstream symbol, right? We're not seeing it being used to gather up new racists. It's being confined to a very small, radical, quite frankly, not important part of our society. And I'm just concerned that if you go ahead and ban it, okay, then what you're going to have is every single person that has the word lackadaisical connected to their Twitter handle is suddenly going to put it up there as every single time we discuss.
What is this lackadaisical Twitter handle thing?
I think it came back from when Cyril said something about white people are being a bit lackadaisical when it comes to I just can't see in the broader racism fight that we're having in this country. This is one battle we're winning. Right, the people who are flying this flag are irrelevant. And if you ask your average primary school person and you give them a old South African flag, I bet you they wouldn't know what they were looking at. So I just think that this is one fight we shouldn't be having, because I think you'll make a martyr out of it.
Right. So you're saying let it die a natural death is what you're
saying. It's going away. So don't fight ghosts. We have real demons we have to deal with.
Yet that said, we are seeing a very, very dangerous and scary resurgence of right wing. Ideology around the world, and it is manifesting in very dangerous and very real events.
100%. And so I actually went and looked. I thought about what is the most right wing Afrikaans organization that I know. So there's a group called the Saitlanders that is out there, very anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, anti-everything you want. And these guys, what their hobby is to organize simulated mass escapes for when the revolution of black people comes in this country and they start hunting down all the white people. So these simulation escapes. Okay. Very interesting.
Clever, actually.
So
is it a TV game or is this like a real
thing? No, in fact, they did a whole CNN documentary on it. If you're interested in this, you should go check out the Saitlanders, and they've got a whole thing. And even they don't use the flag, Howard. Even the right wingers who are wanting to cause chaos in this country, they don't use the flag. Why? Because that regime lost. Why would you be interested in resurrecting a giant racist regime on the back of the one that failed the time before? So even those oaks are not using it. But again, if you go and you ban it, these guys, that's the first thing they're going to do. I just think that it doesn't make any sense. And I actually think that, to be perfectly honest, whilst I appreciate the work of the Nelson Mandela organization, I think that they're playing politics here. This is something that the ANC wants to do.
So is AfriForum.
They're opposing it, right? But I'm saying that there's if you want to bring the sort of racial division, that's a way to do it where you can really fight on more important things. So that's my one argument. The other argument is just around the legality of it. And I think that they've been a little bit too knee-jerk about what they're doing. Right? The South African Constitution is quite clear. The only thing you're allowed to ban in our country is hate speech. And that has quite strict parameters and with good reason. We have to be careful about those.
And sometimes we've had problems with that too.
Yeah, exactly, right? We as a community, we kind of know what the hate speech is because we've been on the receiving end of it. But the Constitution's quite clear. You have to be offensive, okay?
Right.
And it has to be around race or sex or a couple of other criteria. But it also has to be an incitement to harm or an incitement to violence. And there's a good reason why the flag has not really been put under this, because it's quite hard to make that case. And I'm really concerned that, say this thing does get, say the Equality Court that's hearing it now does say, all right, we're going to ban it. And the AfriForum does take it to the Constitutional Court. What happens if the Constitutional Court turns around and says, look guys, this doesn't fall under hate speech. Then suddenly you have a victory being handed by the Concord to a to a bunch of racists for a flag. Now, how's that going to reflect? I'm just really worried about the strategy of how we go about erasing racism out of our society.
Would you have been uncomfortable had the swastika not be banned in Germany following World War II?
So I think it's a bad analogy. First of all, the swastika is not banned in South Africa. So ask yourself.
No, I don't suggest that it was.
No, but ask yourself. You want to live in a country where we're going to ban the old flag, but not the swastika. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, to be honest.
Actually, it's perfectly logical to me because South Africans weren't oppressed by Nazi Germany. Germans were oppressed when they took over Hungary. Hungary was oppressed. Hungary's banned the flag. So Austria's banned the flag. France has banned the flag. So any country that was absolutely oppressed by the Nazi regime has reacted to it by saying you will not fly this flag of oppression again.
But in our country, what you're saying is that you have a flag which basically represents a country. Remember, this wasn't an apartheid flag. So it actually predates apartheid by 30 years.
Well, you could argue
years.
That the swastika certainly represented Germany. It did.
No, it didn't. It was a Nazi flag.
But it was
a and for 5 years, when the Nazis were in control of Germany,
it was the flag of the country.
So the analogy is that you want to ban the German flag, which I think doesn't make any sense.
No, but I'm not arguing that.
Exactly. But if you were taking your argument to the logical conclusion, you would be.
No, not at all. The German flag didn't represent oppression. The
Nazi
flag did.
Okay, but that's a South African flag, right? So you open yourself up to charges that you're trying to I don't agree with this point, but you're opening up yourself to charges that you're banning South African history, that it doesn't actually have anything to do with apartheid, which it didn't, right? But it was a broader, it was created in 1928, way before apartheid was even thought of. The other reason why I think it's a bad analogy is that if you look at the suite of things that were banned after Nazi Germany, yes, the flag was one of them, but it was also things like Hitler's birthday, which you pointed out in your Why is that? It's because the Europeans were terrified in the time of Cold War that you would have the Nazis rising up again basically an opposition to the communists, which were coming in, right? So it was actually being used as a way to stop people organizing around a symbol. It wasn't so much about hurt or anger, although I'm sure that had something to do with it.
I'm pretty sure that it must have.
But it's actually a political move to try and suppress those movements. Mm. We don't have that problem here. We don't have people using the flag to organize.
If you look at my Twitter timeline, I would argue with that. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I'd love your thoughts on this. We are having a conversation around the banning of the flag. Mike Luba says, do we ban the PAC flag as a symbol of revolution and protest action because it's being used often during civil unrest and township protests? That's Mike Lubo wants to know that. And Lindy, what are your thoughts on it, listening to the counter argument from Benji?
Yeah, listen, I love like a different perspective. And when
she can't stand what you're saying.
Yeah,
can
no,
you
hear
that? That's fairly
yeah,
normal.
We
to be honest.
I feel like ban the flag, but I'm just
it's like ban Benji, ban the flag.
And the flag. But I understand his perspective on the strategy to say if we are trying to move into, say, yeah, just move away from the racism and whatever, maybe this isn't the best way to go about it, because with the analogy that is making, honestly, I do believe it is just shining that light on me that actually just might happen, that you ban this flag and people that were not even paying attention to it now decide, wait a minute.
But we are paying attention to it. South Africans are talking about it.
Yeah.
It's being presented as argument. It is a discussion. It is being focused on. Mm. So that being said, that's the reality that we have to deal with.
It's reality because somebody brought a case to the Equality Court. We've seen more discussion around the old flag in the last 3 weeks than I think I've had in the last 10 years. It just wasn't on the agenda until someone put it there. So now, yes, We have to discuss it. And I think we have to condemn it. I think we have to say that when you fly that flag, this is a racist, detestable act, and you shouldn't be doing it. We have to be very clear about that. But again, I think that there's serious legal flaws in the way that they're going about doing it. And I think, Howard, you're very fan of, in your article, you're like, oh, well, we shouldn't worry about the slippery slope or whatever. But you kind of focus your article on Afrikaans symbols. And in the kind of country that we have at the moment where people can bear, get annoyed about the spear, you remember that, or, we've had a few. I mean, think about Ayanda Mabulu pictures. He was the guy who does those horrible, and we have to be quite proud of that. I mean, think about America for a second. Imagine you drew an Ayanda Mabulu picture with Trump.
Mm.
I think that you would get burnt at the stake.
I think somebody did that. I think
with Trump.
Not him, but I'm saying, anyway, yeah.
I don't know that in America you would get away, even with the divisive politics of America at the moment, drawing an Ayanda Mabulu picture of Trump. And yet you can do it here with Nelson Mandela. Right. That's how far our freedom of expression goes. Sure. And we need to make sure under all circumstances that we defend it at all costs, because it's the one thing that keeps South Africa still alive. It was freedom of expression that brought down the Guptas.
That's great. And I laud freedom of expression. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I do all day, basically every day. That said, there are limits to any form of freedom. Freedoms, we can only have certain freedoms if others are curtailed. That's life. That's the way the law works. What does Cicero say? We're in chains. We're forever in chains so that we can be free, something like that. But that's the reality. We are constrained by a system of laws.
We are, and the Constitution is quite specific, and I'm not sure that the flag falls under those laws. As detestable as it is, I'm not sure that it meets the bar that we've set as South Africans for what constitutes hate speech.
All right, so I'd really love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. You've heard my, you've certainly heard my side of it. I believe that the same way that we, that the swastika and, which was a symbol of oppression, was banned in Germany, still is. Following World War II, in order to, I believe, allow Germans to actually move forward under a new united, well, unfortunately not, wasn't united at the time, but under new united symbols, I believe that the old South African flag, which was a symbol, it might not have been directly a symbol of apartheid, but it certainly came to represent a racist government and an apartheid. And apartheid representing lording a government. Benji's saying no, it is different. He's saying a couple of points. Why even give it the airtime? Let it die a natural death, which it's dying anyway. One point, and the other point he's making is that freedom of expression is so important that we need to adhere to it at all costs. So those are the two different discussions. Lindy's saying, I don't know, I want you to ban the flag, but part of me agrees with Benji.
Yeah. Ban it. Like, I hear what Benji's saying.
Yes.
He's making a lot of sense, but ban
which
the flag.
Which is irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate that. I think that's why I'm just
it's the worst.
Yeah,
it's
ban the
worst.
Flag and Benji makes sense.
I prefer
like
the type
that.
Of messages that I get that are totally irrational and want to murder me, my family, and everybody who's
yes,
ever gone
that
before
makes
me.
Us happier.
Yeah, I'm much more comfortable in that space.
I mean, one way of approaching it is say, we're not looking at banning the flag as a complete thing, but that doesn't mean that under individual instances, when you have someone waving it, you can't take that person on and say, look, what you were doing in that particular case was a racist thing, and you need to then be taken up, right? So that then means that every single time people start to raise the flag and you get the context right, because often these freedom of speech cases do come down to context, then you can start to nail people as they do it, and eventually that will mean that you stop getting it being displayed in a racist manner or whatever. And I think that that's also one approach. You could take a legal lawfare thing, and then as it's a little bit like, you go to the arcade and you hit the frogs as they pop up on the thing. I think that you could take that approach to the flag. It's not about saying that we love it and we want to have it. You whack it as you see it.
Or you could, under different ordinances, ban it from being displayed in public.
Well, in effect, we kind of have that already, because, I think a lot of the stadiums, under correction, but I think a lot of the sports stadiums actually ban political symbols where it used to be flown. So that's a good way of removing it immediately.
You can show the new South African flag.
Yeah, for sure, but I don't think that's considered political. I know the soccer teams are quite pushy on this. I'm not actually sure about the rugby ones. But I think that there are ways of handling it. I just think that you know, what's the saying? To a person who has a hammer, everything looks like, starts to look like a nail. You know?
Love that. Bert de Schulman, thank you for taking the time to come into studio. It's 8:48. Let's take our final traffic look at a traffic for this Friday.